9:02. Lord Saatchi's medical innovation bill reaches the committee stage in the House of Lords today. It would give legal protection to doctors who want to try new treatments for patients where other options have been exhausted. Unlicensed drugs, for example, for people dying of cancer. He began his campaign after his wife died of ovarian cancer in 2011. Well, the bill has received government support, but one of those against it is the pharmacologist Professor David Colquhoun from University College London, and he's here with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why are you against it?
Because it won't benefit patients. The only people who will benefit from this bill are the pharmaceutical industry, quacks and lawyers. And it removes all protection from patients. If they were harmed by these treatments, they would have no redress. Well, they probably would try to sue anyway, and that's why the lawyers would benefit so much.
Well, as I understand it, it specifically still allows for bad doctors to be sued. So a doctor who harms a patient through bad practice or negligent treatment or makes a mistake can still be sued.
Well, the thing is still under discussion, and if some of the amendments are passed, it's being debated in the House of Lords today, I think it won't be quite so bad. But the whole thing is based on a wrong premise. It's based on the myth that there exists some miraculous cure out there which is waiting to be found. And sadly, there isn't.
But do you not accept that there is an issue here, that it is difficult to find the space to try out new treatments, and that at the moment there is little incentive for doctors to do that? And that is why Lord Saatchi has said that his wife's death from cancer was wasted, in the sense that there was no opportunity for science to advance.
I think that's completely wrong. There is no legal reason why doctors can't try out new treatments. They do it all the time. That's simply,
but as you acknowledge, the worry about them being sued is there, isn't it?
It's simply not true. Well, according to the Medical Defence Union, which is what pays out on these claims, there is actually no evidence at all that litigation is slowing progress. But progress is not made by giving sort of random treatments to individuals. All it will generate is a series of anecdotes. They may not even be published. It's not
clear. What if it was done in a more systematic way? Perhaps if this bill were law, then perhaps any experimental or unlicensed use of drugs would be done in a systematic, scientific way to give people like you the kind of results that they could rely upon.
Well, it's any reliable results that will help anybody. But, you know, that'd be a different bill, wouldn't it? It's not what we're discussing. There's no indication now that it would be done in any sensible way that would advance knowledge. And, of course, it would open the door for all sorts of quacks. You know, every person who gets cancer is immediately surrounded by a legion of people trying to sell them crazy and sometimes very unpleasant treatments, stupid diets and things. And they could get in on this. And they will if they get a chance. It makes money for them.
Professor David Colquhoun, thank you very much indeed.
It's now 5:29.